Are we seriously going to do this?
Damn it, Shane. Stop questioning me when I make creative decisions.
I don't know,
it's
man.
It's for the best.
I don't know if I agree
three,
with that.
Three, two, one.
Rubblecast! That was fucking retarded.
Play that back. That was the best thing we've ever done.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Of every intro we've ever done, that is by far.
Oh, for sure.
We're honoring our Native American heritage.
Our roots, yes.
Neither of us are Native American.
I think I might have some in me.
Ugh, gross.
Very small.
I knew there was something I didn't like about you. Listen, if you are in the U.S. and you're wondering what Native Americans are like to Canadians, they're like black people for Canadians. The way that black...
Yeah.
No, wait. That's rude because black people are cool. they're like Mexicans to the rest of the U.S. is the way that we view Native Americans
here.
But they're all the same people, man.
What are the same people?
Mexicans and Native Americans.
Mexicans and Native Americans.
They are.
Well, they're all natives to the land.
Exactly.
I guess,
they're all the same tribe.
Comparatively to the white people.
They're all the same tribe that came over on the Siberian land bridge. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of Rufflecast. That was weird.
It was.
That was really weird.
Yeah, it feels like we're doing an uncut.
Yeah, almost. This is episode 49, from my understanding. And we discuss, as always, the latest music from the latest trailers. It's fun.
Do.
It's a unique idea. There's no other podcast on the internet that's been doing this. And know how long this podcast has been around for?
No.
144 years.
Wow.
It was established the same time Shoppers Drug Mart was established.
That's pretty good.
I don't think either of those things are that old.
I know.
But considering how long it's been around, if on average we discovered how many episodes we did a year, it would be about 4 episodes a year.
Yeah.
Considering how long it's been around. But we're changing things. Are changing.
Yes.
Yeah, and but we always say that. But things have actually changed already.
Yeah, they have.
The
a little
site's
bit.
Being slightly updated. The site now, every day you go there, there's some new awful. You want some awful in your day? Is your day going really good? You want something that'd be like,
need something shitty.
You want to see something that you're like, what is that? Why is this on the internet? This is the descent of mankind.
Then you need to go to Rufflecast.com.
There it is. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to go there every day and just be disappointed. We want you to feel upset with yourself. Like, what the fuck am I doing? We want you to, when you go on an ayahuasca trip and you reevaluate your life, you're like, what the fuck have I been doing? I want Rufflecast to be part of that. How much time did I waste on the fucking internet?
We can be part of that.
We can be part
of that experience for
you. We can be that for you.
When you're wasting time on the internet, when there's nothing to do in your life, just go to Rufflecast.com.
Yeah, you won't feel better. But time will go by.
Time will pass.
I know what they say. Time heals all wounds.
Yeah, look at that. We're fucking healing people.
We are. We are healers.
We are healers.
Because
yeah.
We make time pass.
That's exactly what we do.
God damn it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I want to say this. Before we get started, I want to say this.
What do you want to say?
I think you should subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes.
Can you do that?
The Internet Tunes allows you so that whenever you turn on your Internet Tunes, that's what the I in iTunes stands for.
Oh, okay.
The T stands for telomeres. It's really complicated. You will download the latest episode of Rufflecast off of the website, rufflecast.com, where you spend your time.
Yeah.
You can be part of our world every week.
They could join us.
There will be a new podcast every week. The Rufflecast 1 week will be Rufflecast Uncut the next.
Yeah. Two a week. Or, one a week.
One a week. Two different podcasts, one a week. It
never
alternates.
Into that math.
Sometimes we'll have the more serious Rufflecast, which is what we're doing now.
This is the serious one.
This is the serious one.
This is the real one. The other one.
And then we'll do the uncut. You can be part of that. Just go to our website and click subscribe. And it'll go into your iPod Nano. That's what the kids use these days, or the iPod Nanos. Listen.
Or an iPhone, maybe.
We've been talking a lot.
We haven't. What's going on this week? What are we talking about?
We're going to be talking about movie news.
Movie news?
Yeah. Okay, here's...
There's some gaming news, too.
Before we get into any of that, people don't come... Do you think people come here for us? Then people are like, you know what? I want to see what Achilles and Shane are doing today.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? Doc Hollywood has a lot to say about video games. I need to go here. No. What they're waiting for is like, you know what? I saw this trailer on TV or before a movie. They happened in both places. and I want to know what that song is.
That's the reason they
come
in. They
don't want to hear us.
They don't want to know. They just want to hear those songs.
First song.
The songs are from talented musicians.
Yeah.
And we're just a bunch of hacks.
Who are these assholes?
Jesus.
You know what, know what this is?
What?
This is like when you get that 7-layer dip. We're the bean spread that thickens it out. No one wants it there. Why is there beans? No one was like, hey, man, you got cheese, you got sour cream, you got salsa, you got avocado, all this delicious. Let's just put some fucking dirty, deep-fried, refried beans right in the fucking middle. I'll put a big soupy brown layer. This
ties
ruins
it all together, man.
No, it doesn't. It makes it disgusting.
Okay.
It ruins the experience, but it has to be there or else it'll be only 6 layers. And that's no fun.
No one likes it. Just six?
You do not want an even number when you're eating a 7-layer, when you're eating dips.
Yeah.
It's unlucky.
What if it was like a 13-layer? That's an odd number.
Right, and it's still lucky, which is weird. The logic doesn't line up.
No.
The first song is by a band called the Black Keys, which are the smaller ones on the top part of the piano. This song has been featured in movies like I Am Number 4 and Bad Teacher, but also in FIFA 11, which I believe is the 11th FIFA game. I think that's why they named it that.
Not because it came out in 2011.
No, 11th FIFA game. Also is in the television program, your favorite, Gossip Girl.
Oh, I love that show.
And the car commercial for the brand of car that we both drive, which is Subaru, which neither of us drive.
Nope.
You'll know this song. It's number one right now. It's called Tighten Up.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Tighten Up by the Black Keys.
That was a weird intro.
Yeah, it was.
The first 5 minutes is not normal.
It was different.
It was one of those things where you see at the beginning of a movie, like that scene in like almost any movie for Quentin Tarantino, where mm-hmm. it's like a 5 minutes beginning of the movie. You're like, oh, Pulp Fiction, or they're in the diner. Yep. Like, what the fuck is this about? Yeah. What are they doing?
Where is this going?
Are they just spinning their wheels? Like, where is this? What story is this gonna like lead to? That was that first 5 minutes.
That was that.
We just Tarantino to you.
Yeah. Ooh, we're getting classier.
So be prepared for the rest of this to be stuff we ripped off from other places, just like Tarantino does. What have you been up to, my friend Doc Hollywood?
What have I been up to? Working on some music.
What?
Yeah.
You work on music? You have that talent in your body?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm excited.
Tend to think that I do.
What are the songs? What will they chart with? And how are they written?
How are they?
Are they written in prose? In AABB?
I'm not going to go into that kind of detail.
Okay, well, if you don't want to talk about it, we'll move on.
But, you know.
We'll talk about Breaking Dawn if that's what you want.
Well, isn't that what we're supposed to talk about?
November 18th, 2011, part one.
Well,
Bella has a baby. Spoiler alert.
No! You've ruined my... Not the spoilers for Twilight.
Why the fuck?
No, I watched Game of Thrones. I watched the whole entire series of Game of Thrones.
It is so good. You know it's also a book, right, you lazy fuck?
Yes.
Jesus!
My mom was like, you know, you should really read those books.
Your mom read them?
Yeah, well, she's on the second one now or something.
I bet she likes that dirty scenes where the little girls get fingered. She likes that one. I bet she likes it when that girl's riding that midget's dick, and she's like, yeah, fuck me harder, Tyrion. You dirty little midget fucker.
Can we keep my mom out of this?
She starts juicing when she hears it, and she's like, yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear Peter Dinklage get fucked. Is that how it goes down at the
totally
at the
how it goes down
Hollywood household?
I guess apparently
in Hollywood, California, no less.
Yeah,
or BC.
Yes, Hollywood BC.
Hollywood North.
That's
weird. It works. Yeah. It's you're in Hollywood North. Yeah. You are Hollywood North.
Should we change my name from Doc Hollywood to Hollywood North?
Yeah, you're Peter North's cousin.
Hollywood North. He's Canadian. Did you know that?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
that's why he calls himself Peter, because Saint Peter is the patron saint of Canada.
And he calls himself North because he's from the North?
No, that's just a coincidence. yeah, Game of Thrones is amazing.
Yeah.
The TV show is very good. The book is better. I'm always that asshole. Like, oh, the book is better because I read a lot. But, like, it's a fucking good goddamn book. And there's a ton of shit they leave out.
Yeah, and Sean Bean's really good in the series.
Goddamn, can he be in anything and not die? Michael Bay is The Island in 2005.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by the way, one of the best series ever that people probably haven't read or seen yet, Game of Thrones, which you really should. Main character dies. There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Happens.
Well, in the first season, first book.
Yeah, first book. It's really fucking heartbreaking. I almost cried when fucking I heard he died.
Yeah, you fucking pussy.
When Robb Stark, when Robb Stark died, man, I was just like, I was choked. He's my favorite character, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is awesome. And when I heard Sean Bean was going to play him, I was only about halfway through the book, and I'm like, oh, amazing. So finally, a meaty role.
Yeah.
He doesn't die instantly.
Yeah.
Then he fucking dies.
Yeah.
Well, he died
later on in the season. It wasn't like he showed up and.
Oh, right at the end, he dies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Island, he dies.
Yep.
GoldenEye, he dies.
Yep.
Equilibrium, he dies.
Yep.
Game of Thrones, he dies.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, he dies.
Yeah.
Like, he cannot survive anything.
No.
He is on his contract. He's like, I'm very, very good at death scenes.
Yeah.
I need to die in every movie. Kind of like Christopher Walken never is like a scene where he's British or anything
because
he can't change the cadence of his voice.
No.
It's like, I'm just going to talk like this. Oh, that wasn't even a good one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was...
There was a very bad.
Yeah. I don't even know. Can you do it? Can you do a walk-in?
No, I can't do a walk-in.
No,
I could practice, but I'm not doing one on the fly.
If you're doing a Christopher Walken impersonation, you're a non-impersonator.
No.
You're an asshole doing something everyone can do. We can't. We can't do it.
We can't do it, but everybody else
can. You have one talent that we don't have.
Good for you.
Sometimes some people can touch their nose to their tongue.
Yeah.
Or tongue to their nose. It's equally as impressive. What was the thing? Yeah, anyway, Game of Thrones, super good book. That's my book pick this week.
Oh,
if you're going to buy a book,
yeah,
you're going to go out to
definitely
the store,
read that.
You're going to look for George R.R. Martin, and you're going to see no emotion picture, and you're going to be one of those bandwagon faggots that's reading the book again. Congratulations. It's a great book, though. Don't let it miss out on an opportunity to, like, it's so rare for, like, a TV show or a movie to be based on a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so fucking rare. We'll talk more about that after the break. Because this has gone on long enough.
Yeah.
Is it 5 minutes already?
I don't know. I'm not timing this.
Can you time it so I know?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay, it's been 5 minutes. All right, this next song is from the movie One Day. It's by OneRepublic, who you may remember from singing the song Apologize. Here's what pisses me off about the song Apologize. Great song. It's too late to apologize.
Okay, yeah, I know that song.
When it was released with the yeah on the Timbaland album,
uh-huh.
That's all he did. He went yeah in the background,
mm-hmm.
And it was Timbaland featuring OneRepublic. The whole song is OneRepublic singing,
yeah,
with just Timbaland going yeah in the background. He sounds like that weird dog from the internet video.
Is that the song we're playing? With the
no, that's not.
Where's the story going?
I'm just saying I'm fucking pissed off that Timbaland's like, this is my song. You guys get second billing when he did nothing in the song. They were only composed the song. He put a drum beat and said yes in the background. That's all he did. But nope, it's Timbaland featuring OneRepublic. Not anymore. Ryan Tedder blew up. Ryan Tedder's writing songs for everybody. He wrote Battlefield for Jordan Sparks. He knows what's up.
I don't know if I know that song.
You don't need to. Why does love always feel like a battlefield? A battlefield.
I don't know if it's your horrible
no,
singing.
No, that was pitch perfect.
I don't know that song.
That was an exact replication of what Jordan Sparks, that fat, ugly whore, sounds like. But here's Good Life by OneRepublic, not featuring Timbaland.
All right.
this to complain about.
That was Good Life by One Republic.
One.
Two.
You're like a dream come true. Two. I just want to be with you. All right, listen. We promised that we were going to talk about movies.
We did?
TV shows that are based on books that are good and bad.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to do that.
No.
We can talk about Walking Dead or Mad Men or History of Violence.
Some great shows.
We have a lot to talk about. We have some amazing gems you don't even know about.
Yeah, this is some incredible content.
We could expand your mind with good comics and good TV shows, but we're not going to do it.
No.
We'll do it on the Uncut, maybe.
Maybe.
I have a lot to talk about on the Uncut. I have a story that is going to blow your mind.
So let's tell everyone how amazing this story is going to be and then not tell them.
No, we'll tell on the Uncut. This is a teaser. You want to hear this? Wait till next week.
Come
back on Thursday evening and listen to fucking The Uncut because it'll blow your mind. Your penis will explode. Just the tip, though.
So what's next? What are we talking about?
You know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to talk about basketball. I'm lying to you. We're going to talk about the future of the X-Men movie universe. Now, as you know, Lauren Shuler Donner is in charge of the X-Men universe. She's been the producer since day one.
She's like one of the Fox execs of the
I think she works for Marvel.
Okay.
Anyway, so she was like, with X-Men First Class hitting Blu-ray tomorrow, she was doing a bunch of press rounds, talking about The Wolverine, the sequel to Wolverine Origin, Deadpool, and then the sequel, hopefully to First Class, which is easily the best X-Men movie, maybe the second best X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. So when it comes to The Wolverine, it'll be more of a standalone movie, like a single series. It won't really tie into the original.
Well, because originally they were doing the Japanese sort of samurai. They're still doing it?
Yeah, that was Aronofsky's script. They're still sticking with it.
Oh, okay. But Aronofsky's pulled from the project now. He's backed out, right?
Yeah, he's out. She said they're not sure when they're going to start it. Probably summer 2012. It's based around Jackman's availability.
Okay.
All right. So I'm happy it's a standalone movie. Anything remotely tied to the X-Men Origins movie, which was done by an amazing director who did Tsutsi, which is a great movie, but he just fucking sucked it up on that movie.
Well, and I think the script had a big part of that.
And Fox had an even bigger part. Okay, so because right now Hugh Jackman is doing Les Miserables because, you know, we need another movie adaptation of it. Fuck my life.
Haven't had enough of them.
Is that Memory? Memory.
I don't fucking know.
That's from Les Mis. And now Deadpool, they're getting it ready. They're presenting things to the studio. Going to give it a different look. It's going to break the fourth wall, or third. And he's going to address the audience. Like, it's going to be like the Deadpool comics.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and they're like, is Ryan Reynolds still doing it? And she's like, absolutely. Can you see anyone else doing it?
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. He makes a good Deadpool.
So if you guys need to, it's going to be just like, oh yeah, X-Men Origins never happened, but here's a way to do it. He's an amalgamation of all these different things. Why not just make that guy that was killed a clone? Why not just make, because that's all they were doing was cloning people and putting powers into shit, right?
You mean on the Wolverine Origins?
Yeah, that's easy. There we go. I solved it.
Just
none.
Make him a clone?
You're welcome. I'll expect my check in the mail, Marvel Studios.
Well, I think they've just given up with continuity now. Every other week, it seems like they're rebooting the Hulk series or trying to reboot other things that failed when they first started.
Well, yeah, and she says he was totally treated wrong in the Wolverine film, and we will redeem him.
Oh, that's good.
She publicly lambasted a film that's not that old that they still need money from. We have a few more things to do, and then it's up to the studio to decide whether or not they're going to go forward with it. But they've already talked about doing a follow-up to First Class, Matthew Vaughn returning as director. I'm very okay with that.
Like super same, fucking okay same with cast?
Same or? Cast, same director.
Cool.
Very, very. She said
yeah,
maybe.
It was it was a really good film. Like,
it's a great
I
fucking
was
movie,
surprised
man.
At how well done it was. And
there
just
was a ton of shit in there. Like, there's a lot of stuff they could have been like, hey, we probably shouldn't have put that in there. And they could have tightened it. But goddamn, Magneto and Professor X playing off each other, McAvoy and Fassbender, I think as far as acting goes in a superhero movie, they knocked it fucking a million miles
out of
the
park.
Yeah. No one can touch them. Who did a better performance? Maybe Liev, actually, oddly enough, Liev's Sabretooth in the Wolverine movie. Unbelievable. He was a great fucking Sabretooth.
But I would still put them above.
Yeah, no,
them.
They're above that. I mean, like, obviously there's a ton of things. Like, it's better than fucking Captain America or even Hemsworth Thor wasn't even perfect. Like, there's a lot of things that they could have done better. But, I mean, as far as that's concerned, still amazing. More movie news! When you think of movie franchises, like the big franchises, they're still going, what comes to mind?
When I think of movie franchises that are still going?
Yeah, so we talked about Bond and what was the other one we talked about last, or 2 weeks ago? Our two podcasts ago, weeks. we talked about Bond and we talked about Terminator. What other movie franchises with many sequels and that you want to see come?
That, I mean, X-Men, obviously. X-Men, obviously. Just, yeah, but yeah. We just talked about
keeping
that.
Keeping the superhero genre. Keep going.
Keep it in the superhero. Batman.
Yeah, Batman. Awesome. Yeah, keep going. Yeah,
keep
Superman. There's a new Superman movie. Super excited for that. Maybe the Avengers movies.
They're filming the Superman one right now. Yeah.
The Avengers movies.
Iron Man.
Well, yeah, all the Avengers. Like, those are awesome.
All those guys.
What else? What about video game movies?
What are you digging for here?
I'm digging for Resident Evil.
Oh, man.
Because Extinction in 3D wasn't enough.
The fucking Resident Evil, that first film, wasn't a great film. But
it wasn't a Resident Evil movie.
But the thing is, compared to the rest, that first film seems like fucking gold because it's just gotten so much. The first film is like a 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Everything else is like a fucking 2.
Yeah, you know, that first movie, I think, would be Hamlet, and the other ones would be Twilight.
There you go.
Comparing a literary sense.
If you're going to compare those in and of their own merits. So what, they're making another fucking Resident Evil?
Yeah, you know,
it's just called Mila Jovovich is Hot.
Yeah, no, they should. That. Like, listen, Mila, like, we loved you in Fifth Element. Let's just keep riding that way into the grave.
Don't they make a fucking sequel to Resident Evil or to Fifth Element?
Can you make a sequel? They kind of saved the world and ended all evil in the universe at the end of it.
I know, but man, if they did a sequel of the Fifth Element, that would be fucking awesome.
A sequel, prequel, spinoff, anything. Oh wait, they couldn't get Chris Tucker because he's retired.
Oh god,
fucking weirdo.
Retired.
So Boris Kodoji or whatever is coming back for Resident Evil. Guess what this suffix is in this one?
Well, we had Extinction.
We had Apocalypse. Extinction. What was the other one?
The original one was just Resident Evil.
Yeah, but wasn't there four of them? I don't know how many.
Annihilation?
There. Annihilation?
No, that was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Equally good. there is Extinction?
I think I said that.
Oh, did you?
I think so. Maybe we said them all already.
I'm not even getting internet right now. I can't even look it up. Listen, there's too many.
So what the fuck are they calling this film?
Retribution.
Retribution.
Yeah. Because Paul W.S. Anderson needs more fucking movies to do. They're like, you know what?
Oh, man.
Let's give him this one. So,
man, I can't even say that.
Yeah, it's Resident Evil 5.
But they're making another
Afterlife was awesome.
An Afterlife.
Yeah.
They're making another Underworld, right?
Yeah, a fourth one starring the original chick again, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah.
She's fucking hot.
Rhona Mitra was perfect to play her in the third movie, the prequel, because they even said in the first two movies, oh yeah, you look just like her. Mm-hmm. And then Rhona Mitra looks exactly like Kate Beckinsale, so that was actually super, super good casting.
I've only seen the first two.
I've never seen the third one either.
I'm just reading this on the internet.
I've never seen a Resident Evil movie start to finish. I've actually never seen more than 2 minutes of a sequel from the first one.
Did you not watch the first
one? No, I watched the first one. I was busy. I was getting busy. We talked about my horniness during horror movies. That was part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of that. It's a bunch of bullshit, man. Mm. And then here's the thing. They can make 50 of these, but they can't get a fucking, you know, once again, a sequel to like Fifth Element or like a good movie.
Yeah.
You can't get a sequel. But Resident Evil can go to 5. Final Destination can go to 36. Saw can make 46 movies. And they're
Saw 9.
Yeah, and they're struggling to make, like, make a sequel to Pan's Labyrinth, where it doesn't even make any goddamn sense why they'd have one. Just make it anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they won't put out a new Blade movie. They won't put out a new Blade movie. Let's forget Blade 3 ever existed. But Blade 1 and 2 were both fucking awesome. Blade 1 arguably be the best one by a mile.
Yeah. And it was just crazy. The guy who did Pan's Labyrinth directed the second Blade.
Exactly. And here's another thing about the second Blade is that movie and Resident Evil came out around the same time, and Blade 2 was more of a Resident Evil movie than fucking Resident Evil was. And they had sewers swarming with these monster vampires that are just like fucking blowing shit up and stuff. That's Resident Evil, man. That's Codename Veronica all over it.
It's the last good film Wesley Snipes was in before he went to jail.
Yeah, well, you know, jail just makes you harder. What is he going to do there but work out, man? Fucking blade his back.
Interesting
baby.
To see what's going to happen when he gets out. I wonder what his jail is like.
His jail is probably cushy as fuck. I saw the Paris Hilton pictures where she had like inmates like doing her nails and combing her hair and shit. I was like, yeah, life's
well
tough.
Well done.
You gotta go to the real jails up in Nunavut. That's the jail we gotta send them to.
Where it's
listen,
nice and
we're
cold.
Spinning our wheels. Let's play a fucking song.
Let's do it.
All right, so we were talking about movie and book adaptations. One of the best series ever written, a Princess of Mars series. More colloquially known as John Carter of Mars. They're making a movie about it, finally. I think they're at a stage where they can. It's a really deep sci-fi fantasy book. Like, it is deep. You know, like, when you picture those old, like, 70s novels that have that, like, big barbarian guy wearing a loincloth fighting robots and shit with a massive sword and this woman swooning over him holding onto his leg?
So Conan?
Conan on Mars. That's what this is. This is what they were based on. They're finally making a movie about it. For the trailer, do you want me to do the really slow version, or would you rather like the original, which is also kind of slow? One's basically acoustic, but with very little music. The other one's full music and a slower song, but still.
Let's do the whole thing. The whole song. The full
song. But which one do you want to do? Do you want me to do the cover?
Don't want the full instrumentation.
You want to do the, or you don't want to do the one that it's covering?
Let's do the one that has full instrumentation.
Okay, so we're going to play the original song. There's a beautiful cover by Peter Gabriel for the Arcade Fire song, My Body is a Cage. Excellent fucking song. We're going to play the Arcade Fire version. Please look up the Peter Gabriel version.
Do you want to just play Peter Gabriel version?
No, it's too slow. I'll nap. Okay, what know what happened earlier? When we came back from break, Hollywood's like, welcome back. That was good life, bud. We're Republic. And you know what? And then we were pretending to be like NPR announcers and like spoke for 5 minutes and like that fucking dull voice. I went to sleep in the middle of a sentence.
You started snoring.
Yeah. So here's where we're playing the. And the funny thing is, we're saying this like it's more upbeat. It really isn't.
No,
it's about the same.
Still very down.
And it adds a weird like olophone and like an organ and shit, but that's it.
That's
all
it
adds.
All right.
Here's Arcade Fire with My Body is a Cage.
That keeps me from dancing with the one I love. But my mind holds a key. My body is a cage. That keeps me from dancing with the one I love. But my mind holds a key. I'm standing on the stage of fear and self-doubt. It's a hollow play, but they'll clap anyway. My body is a cage that keeps me from dancing with the one I love. But my mind. My mind.
To all my ladies who ain't in
my
line,
body is a,
come on, get in that, and get that ready.
That was
to all the soldiers who be waiting in line, that, come on, get in and get ready.
I don't even remember what the fucking song was called that we just played anymore.
It's called My Body is a Cage by Arcade Fire. Welcome back, thank everyone. You. Welcome. Someone can't do their job properly.
Apparently.
You have the easiest job on the planet. You just gotta bring it back.
Bring it back.
You
gotta
bring it back. You can't do that.
Somebody was just interrupting me the entire time.
Oh, I'm interrupting you?
You were, yeah.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting doctor.
Fuck you.
No, do it. You ruined it.
Interrupting Doctor Who.
You have cancer. Okay. Let's go.
I love Doctor Who.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
All right, so there's some tech news and some like gaming news and stuff.
I like to call it Hollywood's Hot Hardware.
Hey, yeah. That's not bad. So in Japan, they just had a big announcement that they're going to be having an add-on on the Nintendo 3DS to make it so you have an extra circle pad on the right side. And
they should make an add-on for those levees so people stop drowning.
That is also not a bad idea. But basically, you're going to add this giant thing that looks... I wish I could show it to you, but...
It is bigger than an OtterBox for an iPhone.
It looks...
It is, though, really.
This thing looks stupid. This looks dumb. It adds an R2 and an L2 button and an R1, L1. It adds some buttons on the back. But if you guys can Google Nintendo 3DS...
Or go on rothcast.com.
Yeah, it'll be there. 3DS expansion slide pad. This thing looks just like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I can't believe, like, why didn't they just integrate this into the initial design? Like,
they can easily put it there at the bottom, yeah.
It's only been out for, what, like 3 months?
Yeah.
Like,
Here's the thing, though. If you need to visualize this, because now it's an audio podcast, you're probably mowing your lawn right now. It's almost winter, but it's good to mow it right beforehand. And after you mow it, you need to water it.
Obviously.
I can't remember what I was talking about.
No.
Okay, listen. To visualize this, think about Megazord. And then remember when Dragonzord would latch on top of Megazord? Like, they stepped into boots and they had a weird top part, so they had two heads
follow,
and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's how ludicrous that fucking design is.
It is completely and utterly stupid. And yeah. The sad part is that since they're doing this add-on...
Does it give you extra battery?
It does give you an extra battery as well. But the... All this is letting everyone know is that if you bought one of the original 3DSs, you're fucked because they're going to come up with a redesign and they're going to have a circle pad on the device itself and everybody else is going to be screwed. Like this is just a huge oversight. And
they don't need to have it, though. They can still play it without it.
There's certain games, I think Monster Hunter and a couple of other games that are coming out that you have to have the add-on for.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it's just it's kind of a blunder on Nintendo's part. So it's kind of an interesting tech thing that just sort of makes you look at something and, you know, you don't really think about how it affects a console's either lifespan or what they're doing with it. But when you add a peripheral like that, and when you think about, like, back in the 90s, remember the Sega Genesis and they added the CD drive and they added the 32X and they just kept adding and adding things?
I don't remember any of that, no.
Do you remember? Well, they kept adding adding additional things to the Sega until it was, like, no longer a Sega.
It's an equipment stack.
Well, and what it does is it segments your audience. So now your audience, they must have this other piece of equipment in order for you to play.
Nintendo's always been like that. Look at the Wii Plus and then the Nunchuck. Like, there's a million things. That
yeah,
all,
it's,
all
it's just
add-ons.
The accessorizing and the add-on. And
they do it all the time. Somebody make their money, homie.
The difficult thing with this is
Bongos
that
for the
it just
King
came
Kong
out. Like, the 3DS just came out.
Yeah, but
and they're already adding this add-on
Wii
bullshit.
The Wii just came out, and they gave you the Nunchuck. Or I guess the Nunchuck was almost always included.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was another peripheral. And then they got the Wii Motion Plus, we got to add on. And then, you know, there's, like, the Bongos or the Rock Band shit. Like,
oh, yeah, but usually those were attached to one individual piece of software.
Well, a microphone, like, for the PS3, you could use on Lips. You could use it on Rock Band and Garage Band. Like, you use it on a bunch of different things.
Okay. But again...
No, I'm saying, no, this isn't a new thing,
but it's
a shitty thing,
is what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Like, this isn't... I think it costs $20 to buy, and you have to have it to...
It's not unreasonable.
You know, well, it's... Again, I just feel bad for the people who
it's
purchased
a $50
Wiimote.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, I'm playing devil's advocate a bit here, but I understand all the frustration.
Yeah.
Next!
Okay, so Rogers...
Fuck you, Rogers! I am canceling my phone service tomorrow.
I
had a $1,114 bill that they fucked up on, and realized it was only 114. So fuck you guys.
I had a $700 phone bill with Rogers that they didn't fuck up on, and I had to pay that bill.
Oh, I've had, how many of those have I had? I'm gonna post on
too
the
many,
website,
man.
It's $500 phone bills all
so,
the time.
So Rogers has admitted that they have been throttling people playing online games. So if you've been playing WoW,
them.
Or if you've been playing, you know, StarCraft, or games that take a heavy amount of bandwidth, maybe not StarCraft, but you know, League of Legends or whatever else. I don't really play a lot of
Warcraft. Well, Warcraft takes
MMO
time, man,
stuff, but they've basically been throttling people because the traffic has been misclassified as peer-to-peer traffic. But what this also tells you is that
the throttling B2B.
Yes, that's exactly what it tells you, is that they have released that net neutrality is bullshit, and they have been throttling people who have been using peer-to-peer services like torrenting things or, you know, various other things. And I'm not saying that there's that it's necessarily you know, right, wrong. Like, okay, if someone's doing things illegal on the internet, then, you know, the question is it Roger's job to be the police? I don't fucking think so, but
It's not even necessarily wrong. Any P2P traffic, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. So, because you're torrenting doesn't mean it's pirated. You know, that's another part of it as well. So the real thing is, like, at least, like, I will give them props for finally coming out and saying yes, they have been doing this, and they've apologized.
Props, dude. They fucking were doing this for years,
well,
and just lied to people.
But
about
I mean,
it.
Like,
finally,
they're
like, okay, fine, we're doing it.
They are apologizing, and they're the first one to come out in Canada to sort of say, like, yes, you know, this has been an accident.
Came out a long time ago. I'm like, yeah, we throttle, fuck you guys.
But did they come out and say they were doing it accidentally to
gamers? No, they're doing
gamers?
They came out and said, yes, we purposefully throttle you guys, fuck you all.
Well,
Bell said that.
I'm glad we don't live out in eastern Canada where Bell has like a stranglehold.
Either way,
internet.
You know, Rogers is the worst fucking company on the planet. They mad overcharge. They've taken thousands of dollars
from
me over the year for fucking nothing. They've messed up more times than anything. They have a website where you're supposed to update your MyFive. You have five people you can call unlimited and text them unlimited. So I'd update it. I'd make these calls these 2 months and I get a fucking $500 phone bill. And they're like, oh, yeah, I wasn't updating the MyFive because the website doesn't work. Sorry. And I'd have to pay it.
Yeah.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me? I'm canceling my shit. We're both canceling.
Yes. I am definitely canceling. As soon as my contract is up and the iPhone 5 comes out, it's done.
Like, okay, I'm canceling fucking tomorrow. I have my phone. I like my Samsung phone.
You know, and the whole telecom industry in Canada is just
broken.
Probably the worst
the
for anybody. Like
most
the cell phones
telecom
here
in the world.
Are stupid.
We have the second highest telecom in the world. Our telecom is more expensive than fucking UK. We have the second. We pay the second highest. Canada. Why? Because there's a fucking monopoly.
Yeah.
It's different companies working together. You know, an oligarchy. But it's fucking bullshit. You know, India, it's 2 rupees for a minute or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Which is one, like, 80th of a cent a minute. Calling anywhere in India.
Yeah.
They just want to fuck us here. It's retarded. And I'm so thankful for things like Wind and Kudo and Mobilicity. Like, for coming out and being like, listen, this is all horseshit. Here's the way it should be.
Yeah. Well, I called Telus and I said, hey, how much money do I need to give you guys every single month to have unlimited calling any time of day, anywhere in North America? And their response was, sorry, sir, we don't have a plan like that. That's impossible for us to do. You can only get this amount of maximum minutes. And even at that point, you're still only paying $150 a month for your plan. And if you go over that, you have to pay per minute.
And then not even that. Our per minute rates are the highest in the world.
Oh, yeah. They're retarded, man.
Our per minute rate is higher than the fucking U.S. And our telecommunications are not only subsidized by the government, but they're mostly paid for by the government. Nova Scotia has some of the most advanced telecommunications in the world. The telephone was invented in Canada. But yet, we can't even get our fucking shit together to make a goddamn vocal. Yeah. Rogers won't even give me fucking reception in my house.
No,
but I have to pay them $500
every
month.
Here, man. This is the worst reception
we're
I have
downtown
anywhere.
In this hub. Yeah. There is a Rogers building, not 10 blocks from here. 10 blocks! And we don't get a fucking reception. You know what's even funnier? When I was at the Bell building, my Bell cell phone at the time did not get fucking reception. Fuck telecommunications in Canada. Keep going.
All right. On that note, I think we're gonna play.
Nah, finish up. We got a couple
more.
Right?
You sure? You want to do this?
Let's keep going.
You're so heated. I was gonna play some Pantera or something. Okay. So Apple recently removed a game from their iPhone App Store. I know most people are like, "Who gives a shit about an App Store game?" But this is actually kind of a funny story. The game is about. about making smartphones, from the mining in Congo to the horrendous manufacturing workers' conditions that lead to suicides and all the Foxconn stuff that happened a
and
couple
years
ago.
There's people falling from a building and a guy on a stretcher.
In the game, like you're falling from a building and the stretcher's got to catch him, and like you're literally mining.
How did
mining
this
a
get
Congo.
Through in the first place?
I don't know how
did this
through.
Get through.
It was there for I think either a two hours. It was there for two
but
hours.
How the fuck did it get up there in the first place? They're vetting part. This is bullshit. You know what? It's funny. Apple just wants to cover up all the terrible shit it does.
They don't want people to know about those suicide stories.
Yeah, because it's not even false. It's all truthful. Apple does this. They exploit workers. They have horrible working conditions, and they don't give a fuck.
Well, like the conclusion of the game, it depicts the environmental and human toll of all the unchecked e-waste that you created throughout the process of playing.
That's fucking
like
brilliant.
It's a brilliant fucking game. Like I bet anything is going to be on Android as soon as they get the code changed over. But
we can talk about how much we hate Apple. That's beating a dead horse. Let's move on.
All right, the last thing is something really cool. Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly had Nike Mag shoes, they were called. And they like did this auto pump thing, and they had lights, and they were all cool.
They automatically, you put your foot in, and then they zip themselves up.
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet.
Okay, so they made those, but it doesn't do that.
It doesn't automatically
zip?
No,
it doesn't automatically
zip. Oh, that is horseshit. I saw mod on Instructables the other day to make your shoelaces automatically do that with a small servo on the back of your heel.
Oh, nice. They could have did it.
What the fuck? It lights up, though, right?
It does light up. It does everything else. The only thing, it doesn't auto-lace. But, yes, they made those shoes. They're called Nike Mags. You can check them out on eBay. They're selling them. All the money that they raise is going to Parkinson's. And Michael J. Fox is like the spokesman. It's really, really cool, and it's just like a total like nerdgasm.
Do you think when he signs the shoes, it looks like you put a seismograph to it?
Man, be nice of J. Fox, man.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's a perfect time to jump into a new song.
All right, what's the song?
I have no idea. It's from the Fright Night was amazing.
Okay, I know, you were...
Here's a story of Fright Night.
We've already covered it. Fright Night in detail.
Yeah, okay, but I saw it on 3D in an altered state. Let's just put it out there.
Yep.
Please go see this movie. The song is called It's My Turn to Evil by Letters vs. Numbers. Rock out.
Thank you.
That was It's Mine. Jesus Christ. That was It's My Turn to Evil by Letters versus Numbers.
Well done. That took you a fucking fortnight to do.
Yeah, and we're keeping that little
We're making
up
fun
into,
of Michael Jackson Fox for Parkinson's, and clearly you have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Hey, when you think Johnny Depp, you always think.
I like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, man. He always does really interesting things.
The Rum Diaries coming out in October.
Super excited.
I'm totally going to that opening day.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, he's going really out of his comfort zone this time and working with a new director.
Oh.
His name is Tim Burton.
Oh, man. Who's that? Who's this newcomer?
Has Tim Burton made a film without Johnny Depp except for Planet of the Apes?
Not in a long time.
Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck? Tim.
He's the go-to guy.
Guess what? Do you just like this guy kissing your wife
it,
in every fucking
is
movie?
Is it being produced by Disney? Is it being made by Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay, guess who else is in the movie?
Who?
A Tim Burton movie starring his wife, Helena Bonham Carter. Seriously, this bitch has only been in movies that her husband makes for like the longest goddamn time. I mean,
Fight Club.
Yeah, well, yeah, Fight Club, and she was also in Harry Potter and shit. Like, she, mm-hmm. on her own right, and the King's
she
Speech.
She's a good
actress. Great actress. It's fucking, the level of nepotism that happens with Burton is so ridiculous. He's worse than Apatow.
He's kind of like Kevin Smith like that. He just keeps going back to that same old comfort zone.
This new Tim Burton movie is slated for May 11, 2012, is going to be starring Michelle Pfeiffer, who was fucking awesome in her last outing in Stardust. She still looked amazing, so good for her. Helena Bonham Carter, as for mentioned. Ava Green, Jackie Earle Haley, who fucking, as terrible as, what was it, Nightmare on Elm Street was, the remake, he was fucking awesome in it. And he was amazing as Rorschach in the Watchmen movie.
Yeah.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Oh, he played, I didn't watch the Nightmare on Elm Street, but he would make a really good Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, he was a great Rorschach. Freddy Krueger. Bella Heathcote, Chloe Moretz, who both of us fucking love from Kick-Ass, and Let Me In. And Gulliver McGrath. The movie Dark Shadows is about it's based on Dan Curtis's 60s supernatural TV show that ran from 66 to 71. It's like a spooky soap opera with gothic horror sets with vampires, monsters, witches, werewolves, and all that bullshit.
It's being directed by Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Why are they reviving this? Like, I don't think anyone in our generation has
knows
even heard
Dark
of
Shadow
fucking
is,
show.
Not at all. But if you look at the makeup, man, he looks fucking weird. He looks like the Joker. But cleaner lines. He looks like the Tim Burton Joker. He really does.
That's weird.
Actually, almost exactly the Tim Burton Joker.
We're looking
Joker.
At some screenshots right
it's
now.
It's fucking crazy. You'll see them on Rothcast.com. They're fucking crazy. Now, when you saw The Expendables, did you think that movie warranted a sequel?
The Expendables? I got to about the last 15 minutes where Stallone is fighting Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I turned that piece of shit off.
Oh, come on. Okay, here's the problem. It was like, Stallone, who, like, I don't know why, but people hated the new Rocky and Rambo, which I thought were fucking amazing.
What?
Rocky Balboa was
Nobody
fucking
hated
incredible
that.
Movie. No, it gets a lot of hate. Like, oh, the new one sucked. But that's a bunch
no
of
way.
Assholes.
Fuck that. Did you see the Rocky one where he was at number 5 when he's like his fucking prodigies beating the shit out of him or whatever the fuck that piece of shit was?
Or Rocky 4 when he's training in the Siberian mountains by just like running.
Hey,
up
man,
and down
that was stupid. So much good music from.
Stupid. But either way, when my hero, fucking Stallone, he's the Joe
he's
Rogan
your hero.
Oh yeah, dude. Joe Rogan describes him as the canary in the coal mine because that guy takes fucking everything, and when he drops dead and stops looking amazing, then Joe Rogan knows, okay, it's time to stop taking supplements and shit because that shit will kill you. But no, that dude's been injecting whatever he wants into his body, and he looks fucking fantastic, and he's old as fuck. So when he said he's getting together like all my favorite action stars ever and putting them in a movie, I was so excited.
Yeah, when I heard Expendables is coming out, I was stoked for it. And I think we talked about it on a previous Rafflecast.
But the movie fucking with blew. Cap
too. Well, that's the thing too. Like I think both of us sort of had lowered expectations. Like we kind of knew what we were going into. It's like we're going to go into some 80s action.
But it wasn't Cliffhanger, man. It was shit. No, it was even Bloodsport too.
Trying to be like a modern action film, and it was just
really
kinda,
poorly done.
You know, I liked the Jason Statham stuff in it, but
Jet Li was a weird character. Either way, that movie is fucking retarded, and Stallone shouldn't write or direct movies. Yeah. Period.
Not since Rocky.
So he's writing and directing this new Expendables 2. Jason Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, who's amazing, Eric Roberts, Randy Couture, the fucking Captain America, amazing man. Steve Austin, David Zayas, Giselle Ilty, Charisma Carpenter, who I love from Buffy, Gary Daniels, Terry Crews, who was awesome. Actually, the only good thing about the Expendables was that giant black motherfucker with his huge gun, Terry Crews. Yeah. He is awesome. And Mickey Rourke. So to up
the
ante,
the whole cast again.
Up the ante, he's adding Norris and Van Damme. That's
William
right.
Van Damme.
Chuck Norris, man. Jean-Claude Van Damme, the muscles from Brussels, serious? And the man who can rewind time with his roundhouse kick.
Okay, wait. So are they adding them in as just like a simple Bruce Willis kind of cameo and like on the
have
cameo
no
type thing?
Idea.
Or are they actually going to have like a legitimate part in it? Because if they do, I will still pay money to watch that film.
Okay, no, it gets better. So not only is Chuck fucking
Norris man, that's
and
fucked.
JVCD coming for the fucking new movie. man.
It's fucking Johnny Cage, motherfucker.
Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger are back in bigger roles. They're back in the movie in bigger roles, and
someone else is writing it.
It's still being written and directed by Stallone. But you know, here's the thing. Here's where it gets crazy. Nicolas Cage and John Travolta are back squaring off face off style.
In Expendables 2?
Yes!
What?
I know! I am more excited! I just came! I cannot... they're not missing anyone! That's everyone!
I was expecting, like, the biggest, like, bomb to drop, and for some reason, this was going to seem the most horrible idea ever.
No, this
and
is the best
became, like,
idea
And it just became, like, the most incredible idea ever.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he get everybody together?
Oh, my... I don't even know. They're filming in Bulgaria!
Next, you're going to tell me, like, there's a Predator in it, and an alien, and...
Donald Glover's going to... Or Danny Glover's going to show up for it. Yeah. what's that dude's name? Ernie Hudson?
Yep.
You son of a bitch! I can't believe it. Could you imagine? Norris, Willis, Van Damme, Schwarzenegger, Cage, Travolta, Statham, Lee, Lundgren, Roberts, Couture, Austin, and all they're missing
that
is
such an epic cast.
This is the best cast for a movie ever in the history of mankind. I don't think there's ever been a better cast for a movie.
Well done.
Yeah. So fucking
well done, Stallone.
I think that's shit that we should leave you off.
I tip my hat to you.
That's new. That's a little bit of happy. For all the hate we give some happy too. And here it is. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Rafflecast.
Yeah.
A little weird at the beginning.
Yeah, a little.
We found our stride, but at the beginning it got weird. What was that first segment about?
I don't remember.
What were we even talking about? You know what it is? We didn't do the uncut first.
No,
so
we just went right in.
We need to get all the craziness out immediately and then go back. And then do the Rafflecast.
Do the serious.
Yeah, we're not as crazy. Some of the energy is gone. But this week's uncut, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I got shit to talk about, homie.
We do.
That story will blow your mind.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone, for listening. Check us out on Rafflecast.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends about it. Go there for your daily dose of awful. Subscribe to the RSS feed. Like us on Facebook. Join us on Twitter. Rafflecast, at Rafflecast, at Achilles. And do you have another one, or do you...
I will soon.
Okay. But keep posted for that. Big changes to the site. We also got another guy working with us. His name is P.E. And he does...
Circle jokes.
Fucking brilliant.
It's hilarious,
so,
man.
Here's the thing. We're not funny. We've accepted that. You know, and it's hard to make me laugh. No. I'm that guy who can't cook but criticizes
everyone
restaurant.
For their cooking.
Yeah. I go there. I'm like, this isn't very well prepared, but I can't fucking cook. I'm that guy. This guy makes me laugh out loud. He is so ridiculous and so funny. I'm so happy that he's going to be part of the Rafflecast family. So check out our Rafflecast feed or check out Circle Jokes as well. But that'll be all on Rafflecast.com. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's everything, man. Let's do it.
All right. Also, join us next week. We'll be you streaming the whole podcast Tuesdays at 6:30, possibly. We'll keep you updated via Twitter. No one's going to tune in. I'm sure.
No, I have like one viewer.
And please,
be your mom.
My mom doesn't like me. But for the love of God, I almost don't want them to see how the bread is baked.
Yeah, you don't want them to see the process?
Because there's a lot of shit that happens.
There's a lot of,
oh, no, that wasn't good. Oh, no, that wasn't. Because we don't prepare enough for this.
No.
Either way, we've been talking too long. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, we remain podcasting. Oh, wait. We have a last song.
Are we going out on a song? Okay, what's the song we're going
this
out on?
This song is from the trailer for In Time, the new movie starring Justin Timberlake and Olivia Wilde as his mom. Weird, I know. The song is called Syntax. This is my destiny. And until next time, we remain podcasting.
This is my destiny. Only child. Come on and rescue me, 'cause I'm the wild. This is my selection, but I'm sure. Not looking for deception. Creation, high and tall, and this sensation never felt before. How can I change the path that I'm on? This is my destiny. This is my life, my home, right or wrong. Speak to me. Life is sweet and the moment has gone. This is my destiny. My destiny.